welcome you to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Pro Bowlers have been announced for the National Football League, and of course, in a playoff season, the Jaguars have a few guys Orlando-bound in January. Let's get to the official list from the National Football League. After all the voting, cornerback A.J. Boye gets his first Pro Bowl selection. He's in his fifth year in the National Football League, his first year with the Jaguars. Defensive end Calais Campbell, his 10th year in the league. It's his third selection to the Pro Bowl. Defensive tackle Malik Jackson has been playing well lately. He's in his sixth year. He's headed to Orlando for the Pro Bowl. And cornerback Jalen Ramsey, we'll see if he talks to wide receivers in Orlando on the other side of the ball. It's his first selection from Florida State. We welcome in Brian Sexton, John Osier. As you would expect on a good football team that's going to the postseason, a handful of Pro Bowlers here. What do you make? They're all defense here, first of all.
Well, arguably the best defense in the league and the most defensive players in franchise history to make it four. I thought all these guys were deserving. Jalen and AJ had to go. Calais had to go. Malik's earned it. He's got 8 sacks, three in the last 3 weeks. All these guys are deserving, and I'm sure we'll get to some guys who should have gone in a moment. But, Brian, your thoughts on the four?
Well, the first thing we have to point out, we have to remind people that the fan balloting, which is all fans ever see, is only a third of the vote.
Correct.
So when you see the guys that are going, you have to recall that two-thirds of it are players and coaches. So from that perspective, Campbell, Ramsey, and Boye, absolutely, you knew. The Malik Jackson thing, I think, speaks volumes for the way that he has played this year. Yeah, the 8 sacks, but he has been in on so many tackles. He's been so disruptive. When you see him get it, you realize how well he's played because the interior offensive linemen are the guys that really push that vote, and Malik Jackson's had a heck of a season.
And a lot of times what happens is they vote in the locker room, so other teammates are asking teammates, hey, who should I vote for at this spot? It's very easy to see guys, interior linemen, saying, Jackson gave us a lot of trouble. That's usually how some of these happen with a surge like that, which certainly was a surge among players and coaches for Malik.
A lot of time between now and January 28th, of course, for the Pro Bowl. So a lot of time for players to come and go off these initial Pro Bowl lists here. Who are some guys maybe not on the list right now for the Jaguars that might have a chance?
Well, right out of the gate, you think Yannick Ngakoue with 11 sacks, and that's a tough position to break in. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got guys with big sack numbers with reputations for being top pass rushers, and Ngakoue this year was as good as you'd find. I mean, what did he have, 4 multi-sack games and 6 or 7 forced fumbles.
And he's got 11 sacks. Yeah, I mean, he's a deserving sacks. Guy, there's
absolutely
no doubt.
Absolutely, he deserves to go, but you got to break through the reputation of some other guys. Some guys who may not have deserved to go, but the reputation says they're Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, there's a couple ways to look at the reputation thing. First of all, with the Pro Bowl, I've always looked at it, enjoy it if you get it, and don't worry about it too much if you don't, because the litany of deserving players throughout the years who have not gone in years where they deserve it. You make an argument that half the guys in could have been not in because it was somebody else just as deserving. On the reputation thing, what's important to remember is a lot of times guys early in their careers miss and then get it back on the back end if you're really, really deserving. My gut is that Ngakoue will be going to a lot of Pro Bowls. He'll probably get a couple on the back end. I think he's going to be a career guy, push for 100 sacks kind of guy. Telvin Smith
without a doubt
stands out to me. Telvin, most people who follow the Pro Bowl voting know outside linebacker in a 4-3 is a tough, tough thing because they don't separate the position, meaning 3-4 outside linebacker, sack numbers often sway it. I thought it'd be tough for Telvin to get in. I wish he was in. He deserves it. I guarantee his teammates think he's a Pro Bowler. Too bad for Telvin Smith.
On the other side of the ball, Leonard Fournette, who, sure, again, yeah, go back to the player voting now. The fans will see 923 yards, 8 touchdowns, and a couple missed games, and they'll vote for the top running backs, and they'll throw his name in there. But whenever you heard from other players around the league about the Jaguars, they talked about Fournette and about the athleticism, about the power that he brings. The vaulting touchdown in Pittsburgh, it was special. I mean, that is a rare thing to get as high and to go as far as he did, and players saw that. So I would imagine that he's a Pro Bowl caliber player in their minds too. I wouldn't be surprised if he was an alternate, a high alternate, and we're going to have some alternates that are going to end up going because you figure the Steelers, the Patriots, unless this team goes to the Super Bowl, and then none of the guys go, and that's kind of really what you want.
Again, not everybody deserving makes it. Miles Jack's played at a high level. Tashawn Gibson's played at a high level. I mean, there are guys who I think in the future will be in this game who weren't in this game for this team this year. Maybe even the quarterback guys.
I think it's a good list.
He's playing pretty good.
Yeah. And if he had played that way the second half of the season, the entire second half of the season, maybe we'd be talking about him. I think the list is pretty good for a team that was 3-13 last year and 5-11 the year before. I think it's a pretty good start. And you, look, you covered great Colts teams.
Sure.
And when the Colts were the dominant team in the AFC or right there with the Patriots as the dominant team in the AFC, you'd see 6 or 7 Colts there every
year. Yeah, 6 or 7 is usually the – I mean, there's some outlier numbers. Again, don't worry about it if you don't make it, because any great player can tell you they've probably not made it in a year where they felt like they should.
Now, here's a question for you. I don't know whether folks know the difference between Pro Bowl and All-Pro. All-Pro is voted on. There's only one at each position.
Much bigger honor.
Much bigger honor. Sure. And there's a couple of names on that list that should be vying for All-Pro. We'll talk about that when it comes
out. We'll see what happens for sure. Marone now has 11 players to 18 Pro Bowl selections in his 12 years in the National Football League. The 2018 Pro Bowl, Sunday, January 28th, Camping World Stadium, Orlando. And that's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.